USA News, I'm Corey Myers. According to a federal appeals court decision made today, former President Donald Trump is not immune from prosecution for alleged crimes he committed during his presidency to reverse the 2020 election results. The three-judge panel voted unanimously, saying, quote, "For the purpose of this criminal case, former President Trump has become citizen Trump with all of the defenses of any other criminal defendant," unquote. Trump's team could appeal the ruling directly to the Supreme Court. The Senate's border deal and foreign aid package released Sunday, if passed, could seriously cut off asylum at the U.S. southern border and dramatically change immigration law for the first time in decades. However, Speaker Mike Johnson declared that the deal is dead on arrival and said it actually won't fix a thing.
What it would do is actually further incentivize illegal immigration. It would not resolve any of the problems, not reform in any meaningful way the broken asylum system, the broken parole process, and all the things that have created this catastrophe. And by the way, meanwhile, it further empowers the very cabinet secretary who designed and created this mess.
Johnson told CNN that President Joe Biden could easily fix the situation.
The President of the United States has the authority right now to fix this crisis. He has broad executive authority under the federal statutes, and Chuck Schumer knows it, and President Biden knows it, and they refuse to use that.
Large parts of Chile are being turned to ash in what's believed to be the country's deadliest wildfire on record. Firefighters struggling to contain more than 160 blazes after days of burning. The fires have claimed at least 123 lives, and hundreds of people are still missing. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Country singer Toby Keith has passed away. That happened yesterday after a year-long battle with stomach cancer. He was 62. His family releasing a statement that said, "Toby Keith passed peacefully last night on February 5th, surrounded by his family. He fought his fight with grace and courage." Keith leaves behind his wife, Tricia, three children, Shelley, Crystal, and Steelan, his mom, two siblings, and a number of grandchildren. King Charles has been diagnosed with a form of cancer. Although the palace was not specific about what kind, it was reportedly detected during the 75-year-old royal's treatment late last month for an enlarged prostate. The statement did go on to say that that was a separate issue of concern, indicating that the king does not have prostate cancer. Charles will take a break from his public duties while he undergoes treatment. Respiratory illnesses are spiking in 18 states in the U.S. Flu seems to be the main one, with some 82,000 people hitting the ER during the week ending January 27th. Although the southern states seem to be taking the brunt of it, flu numbers are up across the entire country. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.